Hello, and welcome to the Sports Travelling Tragic podcast. My name's Will, and I have decided to produce this pod as a place to put all of my, in quotations, wisdom in the world of sport, but specifically travelling to mainly the United States to witness the biggest and the best of it. What I intend to do with this podcast is share my experiences, past and present, as well as discussing some of the bigger events and to enlighten you on my opinion on them. For the first episode, we're going to stick right in my wheelhouse and discuss the great city of Atlanta. You may know Atlanta from the college football playoff last year, the SEC championship. There are many major sports teams, including the NBA's Atlanta Hawks, the Major League Baseball's Atlanta Braves, college football, occasionally the Georgia Bulldogs play there, also Georgia State Panthers play there a little bit, college bowl games, and of course, the big one, the NFL team, the Atlanta Falcons. They play there, you know, 8 games a year at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta, and they're probably the most synonymous with the city. As you get into Atlanta, you'll see in the airport, there's a huge sign that says, "Welcome to SEC country." It just means more, and that sort of puts it paints your lens of the city straight away. It lets you know that you're not in a regular city. This city's a sports city, and they're really serious about it. And you're gonna have a great time if you're a sports fan. And they love their college football. And they want you to know that if you're not a Georgia Bulldog or a Yellow Jacket or a Panther or a Golden Eagle, they have a lot of teams. To pretty much get lost or to enjoy watching your team lose. I'd like to share my experience with Atlanta. I went from about December 10-ish to like 18th of December. So I got to see a Georgia State Panthers college basketball game. I got to see Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets game. I got to eat at a lot of great places. I got to, it was not baseball season, so I had to settle for the Atlanta Braves Bar and Grill. We'll get to that a little bit later. I was able to visit the College Football Hall of Fame and all of that, so I'll just go into that in a bit of depth. So first stop was the Georgia State Panthers Arena. It's called GSU Sports Arena. It's almost like a high school gym. It's probably capacity, not looking it up, probably 1,000 at most. And there was about 14 other souls in there. They were playing a community college, I think, Point University. So it was a very low ranking college. So it was a Sun Belt team who doesn't draw much, and they were playing a community college. So as far as atmosphere went, it wasn't particularly great, but I felt like the team was better than expected. I feel like with a small court like that, the seats, they were so cheap, obviously because no one was there, they were comfortable, small arena, good seats. You could pretty much, if you could get on the floor seats, if I just went down, there was floor seats available. So, you know, if you wanted to fulfill that part of a sort of a bucket list item, definitely. But you're close enough, especially you're probably only ever 2 rows back from the action. And I find that Georgia State's actually the best basketball team in the state. And it has been for a while, forgive my bias as a fan. But so it's better than, you're better off going there than paying big money to go see the Georgia Bulldogs, who lost to Georgia State last week, and or the Yellow Jackets. And that was the second and last college basketball game I got to see while I was there. The Yellow Jackets, they were playing, I think, Matt Norlander of CBS Sports ranked the Yellow Jackets opponent to the game I watched was the Florida A&M Rattlers, and he ranked them 353rd out of 353 teams. So they were playing the worst team, and not many people were in the arena. Actually, the two young blokes behind me were more infatuated with Lauren, I think a cheerleader they knew, trying to get her attention throughout the whole game, and Jose Alvarado and Josh Okogie. You'll probably know the last name. He went on to get drafted in the first round by the Minnesota Timberwolves. But they were just trying to get everyone's attention, and to me it brought down the stadium sort of feel, because there was no... If they're the voice that I'm hearing the most, it means that there's no real atmosphere, and there wasn't. And it was closer at the start than expected, but it was a Sunday. It was a lazy crowd, and I found that 14 bloody GSU Panther fans probably made the same amount of noise as, you know, 1,000 Yellow Jacket fans. I did like the chants and the uniforms and the courts, and the drive there was pretty cool, and the campus is awesome. If you're a tennis fan, go to Georgia Tech. They have like 7 tennis courts. It was raining when I went there, but I would love to play tennis there if they let strangers play tennis on their courts. I'll attach a picture in the show notes. But anyway, that's a bit of a diversion. So college basketball, I wouldn't recommend going out to Helen, Georgia. If you're keen college basketball fan, I think you can get a great experience at GSU Sports Arena, I think. And I think you get and in the bigger ACC games, like you could go see North Carolina or Duke and fairly cheaply at Georgia Tech. So, and it's, Ubers were great. It was easily accessible. It was cheap tickets to both of them, because obviously they're not that popular and they haven't been that great, like considering all the other schools from around the country. So it's like, you know, you can, that's where you got to find the, if you're a fan of sports and you're just a sports fan, especially as an Australian, you're not like into it, you're not particularly obsessed with one team like I am, or like obsessed with multiple, you just want to see the best talent, Georgia Tech is a great option, because you can go see Duke. Like if you went over this year, you go see Duke and you're only paying like $100, whereas if you went to Cameron Indoor, and that's for lower level seats, and if you went to Cameron Indoor, you're going to pay for the last seat in the stadium, you're going to pay $290 at least, because of just the star talent. So, and I think college basketball, if you're just a pure basketball fan, it's a hit and miss, but in this occasion, it's a better experience than the NBA, especially in Atlanta. Atlanta's home to the Hawks, and now the Hawks, I think they have one championship, and it was as the St. Louis Hawks. And obviously they've had Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight reel, Spud Webb, they've had Sidney Moncrief, had all these greats along the years, but they have struggled maybe like the last 2 or 3 years after a few, like Al Horford and Paul Millsap have departed the team. So it's pretty bare bones, not much left in the cupboard. Their coach has left. So when I went, they still had Budenholzer, their coach, but they didn't have any of the stars except for Kent Bazemore, and the atmosphere was just dead. I think I caught a singlet and 2 towels because no one else was up dancing for him, and I really was keen. So I got thrown all the stuff because, you know, the crowd was barely engaged, and who can blame them? It's a, you know, Tuesday night, you're playing the Pistons, and, you know, it's just, you're getting drubbed by 25 points by the most boring team in basketball. It's probably not a good sign. And I think with that, I think when it would be, so people have tried I'll back this onto the Super Bowl point. The Super Bowl's in Atlanta in February. And you see packages, they add a Hawks game. And it's like, you're not really going to get anything out of that. So if you're paying 10 grand for a package, you might as well pay 6 grand for a ticket that you're going to get in that package anyway. Pay 6 grand for the ticket on StubHub, and you end up, you go, say you go to LA, and you pay a grand for a good seat, and you get to watch the best, and the atmosphere will be absolutely amazing. Whereas if you're paying 10 grand for, they say, oh, we'll chuck in 2 NBA games at the Hawks, and like, you know, maybe a tour of the Braves Stadium. It's like, you can do a lot better for that half of the money, you know, half that's ticket and half of it's just them taking it off the top. So if you're definitely looking for the Super Bowl tickets, especially as this year's going to, looks like it's going to be one of the best Super Bowls of all time. We got the preview with the Rams and the Chiefs last Monday night, and that was some special football. So I think the Super Bowl could be them, and it could be also could be the Saints and the Chiefs. The Patriots are always in there, I think. So Atlanta's a great sports town. I think the packages are overpriced, but the Super Bowl this year, because it's never really a great game like the AFL Grand Final, but this year I think the ticket's worth it. The packages, not so much there. I don't think that would ever be worth it. I don't think I would ever go to a Super Bowl just because if you're paying 6 grand for a ticket, you could go to so many more sports. You could stay in Atlanta for, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months with that sort of money. It's not an expensive city at all. It's there's not much in the way of fine dining. Now, there's a lot of nightlife, which I'll get to, but you're not spending your money on external stuff like a place like New York, which isn't really a sports city. Atlanta is South. It's the capital of the South. It's the capital of SEC country. It's the place to be for college football. The Atlanta Falcons, their NFL, and as I said, the basketball, if you go into the college, it's all right. So it's got plenty of stuff to do. I don't see why people would just go for the Super Bowl. I think that would be a waste. I think a week of Super Bowl activities, I think all the cool people would leave Atlanta. There's so much to do there. I think I wouldn't really worry about going to like the media days and all that, because like, you know, it's just crazy how like a city like that, it's better, the Super Bowl is better off being in Glendale, Arizona, where there's nothing to do. Atlanta, you got 1300 things to do every day, and you're not going to fit in all the, you know, all the activities that you want to do. So it's not going to be travel, it's just like a conference, and you're only going to be able to do conference stuff. It's so the Super Bowl's like that, you only can do the Super Bowl stuff, which, you know, that's a negative in my opinion. Speaking of football, the College Football Hall of Fame is in Atlanta. Now, I've got to be honest, I went there, I paid $20, so I got 2 tickets, $40 to America to see this College Football Hall of Fame. Had to do it, I'm a huge fan. And walked in, and it was pretty cool. They had all the pictures of all the heroes, and then you come across this huge wall of like, I think it was every Division One helmet. I think there was more. I think they added added FCS. It was like crazy, and you know, all these special displays. And I was there celebrating 50 years of the Peach Bowl, so I found all my favorite teams, and they had Christmas decorations, which were fun and college football themed, of course. And they had all these, they had the Peach Bowl, they had the all these, you know, historic trophies, people's Heismans, Lamar Jackson's stuff was on display when I went. I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. But it was lacking in, and I feel like, I don't know, it was, there was heaps of space, but not a lot in that space. And there were school groups, yes, but we had the place relatively to ourselves, and I didn't feel like we needed to be there any longer than we did, and we were only there for like maybe an hour, barely. And it was, you know, it's cool seeing all these trophies, and you stop and you read every single, you know, plaque. Of course, you're only there once, but, you know, there wasn't many. And then the video boards, they were like, oh, find your favorite player. And so I tried to find my favorite player, but as a 20-year-old, my favorite players aren't in the College Football Hall of Fame yet. So I had to sort of make out who, you know, who used to be good in the NFL or who I'd sort of heard of. And I feel like it was lacking in, like, current history. I know it's the Hall of Fame, but it needed different aspects. It couldn't just be two floors of glass boxes with trophies in it and then a few interactive things. It was, and you couldn't even get on because school children were using, like, the sort of gimmicky things, which you don't want to go on anyway. But, you know, if you want to toss a football or kick a field goal or whatever, like, you know, that they probably relied on that too much as, like, part of the experience. So I just think it, you got to go, but be prepared that it's not, like, not a two-hour, three-hour experience unless you're a really, unless you're, like, a 50 to 60-year-old, like, old college football fan that was, like, around with, like, Doug Flutie and all them, like, you know, Boston College days. But, like, you know, be prepared that it's only, like, a, you could be in and out in 45 minutes. It's not like a, it's nothing. And there's a pro tip. There's a Chick-fil-A attached. So go at like 11:15 and then you're done by 12. Go through the gift shop. The gift shop's cool, by the way. There's heaps of stuff that I wanted to bring home. It's not just like stuff on Fanatics. Obviously there's gimmicky stuff, but there's cool printouts and frames, and obviously you can't bring back much stuff because traveling across the world, but you can, like, they would put a poster or a printout of, like, say if you're a fan of Clemson and you wanted a picture of the Death Valley, and so they'll put the picture, but they'll put it in like a protective tube for you to take, which I thought was good, like it, because they must get heaps of people that travel, and so not everyone wants a frame, and so obviously it costs a lot less. Like, it's only like, they were probably only $30 or $40 without the frame, and they're like probably $200 with the frame, which was, yeah, it was pretty good, and it's like pretty nice of them to do that, because most shops don't accommodate like that, so they must have had heaps of stuff about that. So I stayed at the Hilton Atlanta, which is attached to the Marriott. It's on Cortlandt Street, northeast, and it's sort of like, I don't know, downtown, near the Peachtree Center District, because it's like right next to the Peachtree Center. There's like a walkway to the Peachtree Center, and like one of those walkways where you don't have to go out because they think it's cold, but it's only like 10 degrees Celsius. And so you walk across, and so you're there already. So it was pretty good to use that. So it's like you've got your CVS, which, if you don't know, is like a grocery and pharmacy store. It's like a all-in-one. It's, you got everything, so everything you need, and then whatever fast food items you want. And then I think there was a sports store. I bought a basketball. They sell a basketball because at the Hilton Atlanta, there's a rooftop, sort of half rooftop basketball court, and you can see the King and Queen buildings, Atlanta. So that's a pro tip. If you want to stay somewhere cool, stay at the Hilton Atlanta, because I loved that basketball court. I was on it every day for at least an hour, because how often do you get to go outside and play, shoot hoops on a regulation ring with a good court, and it's, and you're staring at the King and Queen buildings of Atlanta while movies are getting shot above you about a plane, some Ryan Gosling movie, in a, with planes or whatever, was getting shot. And so I think, you know, they're going to have to edit me out of the bottom, because all these World War II planes were flying over me, which was cool. And I think you don't get, I don't think there's a place in Australia with a rooftop basketball court. So that was pretty special. And I think, and the Marriott is connected, so they're pretty much the same thing. So you can stay at either. And for my college football fans, if you go bowl season, the Celebration Bowl was on while I was there, And I was able to stay in the same hotel as Grambling University and North Carolina A&T. A&T? Or, yeah. So those two. And so all, like, the players would stay and they'd, like, watch me play basketball at the back window, and they had all their flags out and, you know, give them a wave, and they're pretty good about things because they're only from a small school. And so, like, you know, pretty cool experience staying in the same place as, like, you know, staff and students of, like, a, you know, pretty good college football teams, you know, like, and especially, like, the marching bands are pretty famous, and they were staying, and it was pretty cool to see, like, all the preparation. And you go down to the lobby at the, you know, game day, and you see all, like, how much stuff they've got to cart to the, you know, how much stuff they were carting to the Mercedes-Benz Dome. And it's like, you know, it's, as Australians, you don't really see, like, you don't really go to a hotel, or in my experience, I haven't really gone to a hotel, and there'd be AFL players there because most of the teams are in Victoria. So it's like, you don't really get to see how much effort gets put in, but, like, they're pretty, like, liberal with who gets to, like, they'll answer any of your questions, and they're keen to, you know, let you know about anything. So I find it pretty good. I found it awesome. And, like, so the hotel's great. Obviously it's just a standard hotel, but the everything else about it was really cool. And, like, they had, like, special, like, signs up and stuff about the celebration bowl and all that stuff. So yeah, I think check that out if you're, because it's, like, pretty central as well. It's only, like, I think we could have walked, well, we did walk in the daytime to GSU, but, you know, it's a 4-minute Uber, and then it's, like, a 7-minute Uber to Georgia Tech, and then, like, think about a 12 to 15-minute Uber to Mercedes-Benz Dome and the State Farm Arena, i.e. Phillips Arena, whatever you want to call it, the Hawks Stadium. So yeah, I think it was pretty good, and it's a pretty good location, and obviously it was had that access, which is great. So just to bring it back more to the travel side of things, I think the Atlanta airport, I think, is the busiest in America, and it's I think it was great. It flooded while we were there, so we had to take the bus. We flew in, but we had to take the bus out, which was a debacle, but it's a great airport. Heaps of stuff, like, you know, easy. There's a train to your bags because it's huge. The Uber is right there, and there was heaps of staff that were willing to point you in the right direction to get the Uber drop off. And as we know, that is not the case with many, many airports around the US. They're not, like, that willing to say where the Uber and Lyft sites are, or they just don't care, or they don't know. So in Atlanta, they had signs, and they were making sure I knew where it was. And I think just, it's a great eating town if you're a big fan of, like, well, I wouldn't say junk food, but, like, probably food that isn't that good for you. So Nancy's, Chicago-style pizza, that's right near the Hilton, one of them. There's, like, 3 different locations. That was great. That was the best pizza I probably ever had. Until I went to Chicago, obviously. But then around there, you've got, like, Cookout, which, well, you know what Cookout is, obviously. It's, like, fast food, but it's southern fast food, and it's amazing. And as I said before, I went to the Atlanta Braves Bar and Grill, and I think that was pretty cool. You can actually pitch balls there. So if it's not baseball season, you can watch all your college football or your college basketball games there, and it's pretty cool. And, like, that, they'll put it on anything you want. I asked for I think it might have been, like, the Duke UNC game, and, like, they put it on, like, straight away. And, like, I can just ask for whatever game. You can go there and ask for, you know, if obviously they have all the packages and stuff. So it was great. Like, I think the booths were cool, food was good, it was, like, everything, and there was heaps of TVs in the locations that you wanted them. So I think, like, definitely if you're looking for a sports bar, like, I would love to go in baseball season and see how crazy it gets, but if you're looking for a sports bar, Atlanta Braves Bar and Grill. and the aforementioned Chick-fil-A. I'm a big Chick-fil-A stan. I love it. You got to go to the one attached to the College Football Hall of Fame, and then just to wherever you can. And I think overall, I probably rate Atlanta as like, it's probably a 10 out of 10 in the ways of a sports city. I think given that it's got a Major League Baseball team, NBA team, and so forgive me for not counting the Georgia Bulldogs, but they're not in Atlanta. I know that they play some of their games in the Mercedes-Benz Dome, but they're in Helen, Georgia. So I just would rather count them in another episode that I do of that town. So it's just, you've just got Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Braves, and they're all doing pretty well given the circumstances of the Hawks. They'll be back, I think. You got Georgia Tech, Georgia State with both college football and college basketball, and I think Georgia State, the Sun Belt team, and cheap tickets, and they're actually really good quality, a good quality football and basketball team, mainly basketball, and it's, you know, it's a great time. Both of those, and then, you know, not that I was a big fan, but the College Football Hall of Fame is a nice capper. And then I just like to say, like, the Mercedes-Benz Dome is just, like, it's breathtaking. Like, if you walk in that, it's one of the best stadiums in the world, obviously, because it's very new. And so I think if you've got, and you've got a redeveloped State Farm Arena, so if you've got all of these, plus Atlanta's nightlife, plus fans that really care, that show up, maybe not to the NBA, maybe not to some of the lesser games, because who can blame them on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night when it's a really bad game? Who would want to, get out of their routine for that? But on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're really showing up and they're giving it their best. They're not like fans in hot weather cities that show up halfway through the third quarter or whatever. They show up, 15 minutes before tip-off or kick-off, and they're there throughout, no matter what happens. And I think that's something to be said. So I think if I've got any tips for Atlanta, to wrap it up, stay at the Hilton or the Marriott, because it's in a very central location to all your sports and all your nightlife. Try and go in December, so you can see the Celebration Bowl at Mercedes-Benz Dome, because it's two of the predominantly African-American schools with a lot of rich history in probably like at the FCS level, and they play each other, and that's just a great time, and there's fans that really care. Also you're going to be able to see all your college basketball, and around that time of year it's normally Georgia Tech, Georgia, so that's a good one. And then you're going to be able to see, it'll be the week after the SEC championship game. So that'll be good. All the prices will be down and you'll have free reign of the College Football Hall of Fame, and you'll have free range of all these good places to eat. And I think you can't go wrong with Atlanta, but please don't buy a $10,000 Super Bowl package. If you want, email the show. I'll put the address in the show notes, and you can email me and I'll set you up with a better Super Bowl package, and I won't charge anything. All right. Thank you for listening. Stick with me. It's only my rough first episode. The Sports Traveling Tragic podcast. I think it's going to be a good one. I think I'm going to add people, and there's heaps of places I've already been, and there's heaps of places I'm going to at the end of the year. So I'm going to make it better, bigger, better. And I think it's gonna be a big hit. Thank you.